universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. About a week ago, I observed two parents in action, and they were quite opposite in approach. And excuse me, but this will become apparent, excuse the pun, of how it relates to our life, even with God, in just a few moments. The first parent was always saying, Carter, don't do that. Carter, stop it. Carter, will you behave? Carter. And it was always a corrective, always within the framework. Well, it's kind of like the parent just was kind of steering the child on how to be a perfect child. And only saying the negatives, don't do this, don't do that. The other parent, however, I could tell, realized that the child wasn't going to always obey. And so the parent would say things like, are you sure that's what you want to do? How about, wouldn't it be better if, and what do you think? And there's once in a while, will you please stop that? But it wasn't all the time. And so this parent was helping the child live in a different way, just more than just with the do's and the don'ts of life. Because they happened on the same day, within hours of each other, it struck me, I wonder what our situation is like with our Heavenly Father. We talk about God as that. And I would think that many people, either because of their disability, which brings things on, or just because of the parenting that they had, are a lot like that first parent. Don't do this, don't do that. You must do this, you must do that. And so we see God as the rule giver, and the only way to please him is if you obey these rules and you're a perfect person. I don't know about you, but I'm not. Early in my life, I did things and realized, whoa, I shouldn't have done that. Nothing harsh or bad, but, you know, I did do things. I sometimes hit my brother. I sometimes would say bad words. As I'm getting older, I'm slowing down on just impulsively doing these things, but my heart still spills out with the things that I don't do those laws. And if I were trying to get God's pleasure only by what I do, just like Carter, we wouldn't get it. Now, this other parent was interesting because the other parent understood, it was very clear, that the child wasn't going to always do things right, but was trying to steer and direct and also give an identity to this child as a separate one of whom she had a relationship with. Because she would occasionally say, oh, I'm so proud of you, and I love you. But as well as that, there would be some steering of actions, but it was in a different way than just, don't do this, don't do that. You know, how does that fit with our Christian walk? Well, if all we see God is as the rule giver, and as long as we're obeying him and we're a good person, then God's pleased. Well, that kind of fits the first one. But what do we do then when we mess up? The God who is harsh and stern says, you must be perfect. The other parent realized that there would be some difficulties and was showering also with love, not just the do's and the don'ts, not just laws, but there was almost like there was another thing involved rather than just the laws of obedience, but also of a relationship of care. I see that kind of as how we are spiritually. Now, as a person with a disability, when I lost my sight, oh man, my parents said a lot, Dave, you can't do this, Dave, do that, Dave, hold up your head, look at me, don't eat that way, and there was a lot of that. And I think it was hard for my mom and dad. I was 11 years old when I lost my sight. But I do remember my mom every once in a while just stopping, and my dad too, I'm so proud of you. And I love you. Because they realized I wasn't always able to do these things. Well, spiritually, I can think of, well, we're given the Ten Commandments, and Jesus didn't say, now that I've come, the Ten Commandments are thrown out. He wants his believers to follow. But it's almost like he gave a different guideline to follow as well, because he knew that we wouldn't be doing it always correctly. And I'd like to say that that is love and forgiveness. It's a different pattern of way of living, just kind of like this other parent was giving and providing. And as I looked at a couple of things, what verse came back to mind? And I remember reading this years ago and not sure I fully understood it then. I remember being puzzled with it. Galatians 5:25. It says, since we live by the Spirit, let us also, and translations will either say walk by the Spirit or keep in step with the Spirit. So again, in that we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. And I was wondering, what the heck does that mean? Well, I think that's part of it, though, is if we see God only as the lawgiver, and if we do that, and we're a pretty good person, then God will be pleased with us, well, then we're keeping in step with the lawgiver. But if we understand that, boy, yeah, we've sinned, we've goofed up, and as people, we're not doing well always, and see that God, instead of getting us to heaven by laws, because we can't, but instead by forgiveness, by trusting in Jesus, then that's by which we now live. We don't live our lives after that. And so that means I, working with other people, shouldn't be judgmental, and you got to do this, you got to do that, and why are you so... And I end up to be black and white, just as I was treated black and white. You got to be this, you got to be that, you got to do this, you got to do that. But instead... forgive, love, and accept, acknowledging that there are mistakes, but then moving forward with forgiveness. And then if I am saying something to somebody, you know, is there a better way to do that maybe? That's how we then fulfill this verse. We keep in step with the Spirit. Again, I know that many people, like myself, have had issues, especially because of our disability, where we find it's hard to get praise and approval and love and acceptance just for being people. But instead, it's always do this, do that, and you got to keep this and do that, and especially with society and following society's mores, as they're called, kind of those standards by which we live. So how does that play out then when somebody says, well, I've spilled? When somebody says, you didn't do it right? Well, instead of getting all uptight about it, I try to remember how would a person who is also by that other parent of love and forgiveness, how would I respond? It's a little bit different way of looking at life. I don't know if this helps a whole lot. I hope it does. It's subtle, but it is significant. And the way we deal with and work with other people, as well as ourselves, and especially with God. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you found a different way, that you have loved us as a brother, forgiving us, and knowing that we fail and stumble, you wash us clean and forgive us. Thanks, though, that you just don't look the other way, but that you do expect from us good and positive, and we can't just wander off as we like, but we can live up to you, and that you are proud of us because your Spirit dwells within us. May your Spirit be with us to help us keep in step with him. For that's how we live, forgiven, and may we therefore forgive. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.